They are on Daf, Mem Vav, Amud Aleph. Let us just start from a little after the middle of the Amud. Ahu pulmusa da osa la pumpadisa. It was a chayil hashiltain that came to pumpadisa. Olku rabbe v'rav Yosef, his rabbe v'rav Yosef ran away. He didn't want to be around when this chayil is there. Poga bohu rab zeire, so rab zeire met them. Amalahu arukoi, Gizayish Shamru Bemoke More. That so the Pashtis Arukoi Igmiri Minoi says, you two who are running away, so I want to teach you something. He says, it could be Pashtis if they're running away, could be he'll never see them again. So Gmiri Minoi Hamilse that the Mishnah further says that it's nitala kovayd imnisha by kizayis is muta. So he says, but this kizayis has to be b'mokim mora. He says the kizayis of the kovayd that's left over has to be b'mokim mora, where the mora is. Then that kizayis mistame has a chashibis considered perhaps the kovayd will rejuvenate or grow back. That's what I hold. Ravade barava oma b'mokim shehichaye. Ravade barava holds that the kizayis of the kovayd has to be b'mokim shehichaye, where it derives its chiyus. What does Rashi say? B'mokim shichaya shakovit chaya misham. Dainu mokim kliyoso kshihimuro udvuke tachas akloyis. That it is a chelik of the kovet is attached to the kloya yemonis. So you need a kezayis, the size of a kezayis, in that mokim, that's where the kovayd gets its chiyus. Zeh nirali umatzosif, lishnachine b'yeiseres hakovayd, that's the diaphragm, ivish b'las v'hein tapashim, and this is also, the kovayd is attached to the kloyis, to the Kloya Yemonis, and it's also attached to the Yeseres HaKovit, to the diaphragm. So there's a Machlokes to Lashonis, if that's B'mokim Chiyuso, and the Kezayis has to be over there. So we have a Shaila, the Mishnah says further, that Nitel HaKovit, and there's a Kezayis left over this Kosha. So we have a Machlokes, Rav Zeir and Rav Ada Barave, this kezayis, where this kezayis has to be mechuba to. It has to be mechuba to the mokim morim, it has to be mechuba to either the kloya or to the yeseres hakovet. Amar Rav Pope, Hilkach, since we don't know, it's a sofik derei, so we don't know which is the Ike Mokim Chibo that ensures that the covet will be able to rejuvenate. Ilkar bini kezayis b'mokim moro, bini kezayis b'mokim shehichay. Zot the Gemara weiter, boi Rav Yirmiya. Now the Mishnah says that if there's a kezayis of the covet left over, it is not treife. Mislakeit mahu. What is if you can put together a kezayis? That means there's left over from the kovet, a chatzi zayis in one place, and another chatzi zayis in another place. And the bulls be mislakated as his ashir kizayis. Is that also considered nisha boy kizayis? For no. Shaila number one. You have a half a kizayis in two places. Kiritsu amahu. Now another shaila. It's bachlal not the dimensions of a kizayis. The chelik of the cover that's left over is shaped like a ritzua. But from a ritzua, if you put the ritzua together, it would have the area of a kizayis. Boy Rav Ashi, kizayis merudad mahu, teiko. Now Rav Ashi cleared the shaila. What is, if you have, it's the size of a kizayis, but it's very thin. It's very thin, but again, if you could fold it up together, perhaps it would have the oivi of a kizayis. So the Gemara doesn't know if this is kosher or not. What does Rashi say? Mislaket mahu kizayis mislaket v'loy b'mokim echot. That means if you can put it together, you'll have a kizayis. But ba'asher u'sham, at the present time, it's not, it doesn't have, you don't have a kizayis b'mokim echot. Chatzi zayis kan, b'chatzi kizayis kan. Merutet, meruket tin b'balaz. That means it's very thin. Vigora mi ritzua, mikiritzua. Ritzua, it seems it has the oivi of a kizayis. No, it's like a ritzua. Here it's mamish. It's very thin, so it could be this is worse. So we have here a teiko. Zutig mora vaita, boi minei rabzrike me rabami, nidaldala kovei. Now, we had said before that the kovet is attached to the diaphragm. There are chalokim from the kovet that come out that attach it to the diaphragm. It's mechuba to the diaphragm. The daldale kovet, what happens? So Rashi says, the daldale nekra bimkoy meisarbe. That means in many places it was nekra the chibur. But it's still hanging on to the diaphragm, but it's loosely hanging. Nidaldala kovet umaure betar peshemau. So Rav Zrike asked from Rabami, what is the din? Omalei dudu ze eini yedei amau. This dudu, I don't know what's wrong. Ilamandi yomba bemokim more oike. Ilamandi yomba bemokim shichai oike. Lamaise. Afilu, here we're speaking about that the whole kovet is still in existence, but it's loosely connected to the diaphragm. But you have mamish all the components, the kovet, the mokimore, so memele, so he doesn't see any reason that there should be a shaila over here. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Ma'ura betar peshe kan ma'at v'kan ma'at v'kula kayemes. So everything is here, so there shouldn't be, so even though the chibur is not such a strong chibur, but it should be sufficient. Now we had in the Mishnah, Horeya Shanikva, the Kuvas Horeya is one of the treifes. Rav Ushmul Vavasi Da Omri Karma Eloi. That if there's a nekev in the outer room, the outer membrane, I saw in the Tmunei Chol, he says the Kalma Eloi is a translucent, thin, moist membrane. That is the Kalma Eloi of the Reya, of the lungs. Is Rav Ishmur Varavasi Da Omri Kalma Eloi. So they said, if the outer membrane is punctured, there's a nekev in it, so that's matrif already the reya. Ba'omri lo, others hold, karma tator. Others hold, now we'll see later there's a shayla if karma tator means the karma tator alone. Even the karma ilor is whole, but that is not sufficient since there's a nekev in the bottom membrane. The Tumun Echel says the karma tator we'll see is red and firmly attached to the lungs, and it is difficult to separate from the lungs. But this is the karma tator. There's two membranes that surround the reya. So, ba'omri lo, others said, karma tator. There's a nekiv in the karma tator, it is treif. Omar Rav Yosef, ba'minyumi, Omar Rav Nachman, b'simonech kituno devardo b'manches be'reye. This is the red baguette that the reya lies in. That's the karma tator. So what does Rashi say? Rav Nachman karma tato svirelei. Rav Nachman holds karma tato. Kituna devardo malbush odoin shoreya munachas boy. It seems this membrane is red, and the reya is attached to this krum. Varda al shem shekrum atachtem odem hu. It's kumatachten is red, kedamin lakamon, kahina sumkit, like a red date. So mamela, we have here amachloikis. What is matrif the reye? According to Rav Shmuel Ravasi, filu, if the outer krum is, there's a nekim and the other krum, the reye is treif already. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef, the Rashi says, Rav Nachman, kama tatos vila, he holds, if the inner krum is a nekev, it's treif. Now, let us go a little further. Now the Gemara says like this, pshite, I inkev ilo, v'loi inkev tato, tato megi. Now the Maram says, in order for us to understand this Gemara, this Gemara is going according to the Omri law. The Omri law said that karma tato, that the streife if there's a nekev in the karma tato. So pshite I inkev a law v'loi inkev tato. So the second lotion holds. If there's a nekev in the karma ilo, and there's no nekev in the karma tato, tato megin. Because the second lotion says clearly, you need a nekev in the karma tato. That's what the second lotion says. So if there is only a nekev in the karma ilo, the second lotion holds that the tato is megin. The bottom krum is megin. Kidderabib. The Omar Rabbi said, "Hayreye, the ugly kahine sumke kshere. If you have a reye, and the karma ilo was completely peeled off it, the ugly, and now it is red like a date kshere. So the second lotion holds." That if the karma tato is there's no nekev in the karma tato, so it is irrelevant if there's a nekev in the karma law, or if the karma law was completely peeled off the reya, it is also kosher, according to the second lashon. That's poshut. Now we have a shaila, inkev tato, v'loi inkev ilo. Well, what they said, if there's a nekev in the karma tato, it is treif. What does that mean? What is the din if inkev tato v'loi inkev ilo? If there is a nekev in the bottom krum, and there's no nekev in the top krum, is Megan, will the Tapkrum be Megan and the Reye? Eloi. So what does the Umri law hold? Do they hold that, that's clearly they hold, Yizichah need a Nekev in the Tata, do they hold that you need a Nekev in the Tata also? That means the first law Shin held that a Nekev in the Eloi's matrix. And the Umri law says, no, you also need a Nekev in the Tata. So then it will be treif, but if there's no Nekev in the law, it will be kosher. Is Megan, I like Megan, or maybe a Nekev in the Tata is also sufficient. And the Eloh is not sufficient to be Megan. Is Pligi bo Rav Ache veRavine, so the Machloikis, Rav Ache veRavine, Chad Omar Loi Megan, would seem Rav Ache holds that Loi Megan, Vechad Omar Megan, Vechad Omar Megan, so according to Rav Ache, a Nekev in the Tato is Matre, according to Ravine, you need a Nekev in both, in order to be treif. Ve'ilches emegin, and the loche is, l'chayr like Ravine, and it is megin, if there's no nekev in the ilah. Before we go further, kid Rav Yosef, let us just see Rashi, and Tosfos. The aglet, Eisiz Rav said, hay reye the aglet, shen nitel krum ha'elyayin. The top membrane was peeled off. Vahufshit. The whole thing was peeled off. K'may gluded the masnisa there. That means the skin was taken off. Kahina sumke. She nish eresh bekrum atachtein. Now it's only left over with the bottom membrane. Vehi ketamra dumon. That's like a reddish date. Now let us see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, the Omri Lo Talmetato. So now the Maram explains Taisvis, that Taisvis held as follows. The Omri Lo, we, Rav Ushmu Ravasi, the Omri Karma Ilo. So, according to the first Loshen, they all hold a Nekev in the Keren and the Karma Ilo is Matrix. V'omri lo Karma Tato is, V'omri lo, according to the second Loshen, Taisus understood that Shmuel is Choylik on Rav. V'omri lo, that Shmuel holds Karma Tato. That it's a treifa only if there's a nekev in the Karma Tato. That's how the Maram explains how Taisus understood the Omri Lo. So we have here two Lashonis. According to the first Lashon, Rav Shmuel hold that the Karma Ilo alone that's a nekev is treif. According to the second Lashon, Shmuel holds Karma Tato. Now the Gemara has a suffix in the second lashon. What does Karma Tato mean? Does Karma Tato mean only the Karma Tato? Because the Elyoine is not Megan, the law is not Megan. Or do you need both? And the Maskonis HaGemara is that the Karma law is Megan, and therefore, in order to be treif, you need both. So Taisvah says, so, v'omri lo karma tato, kloima, so Taisus is saying now, according to the maskone, so then karma tato means imilo. The Gemara didn't know pshat in karma tato, but the Gemara feels that the ilo is making, so it's only treif if it's tato imilo. The e tato greide, ho poskinen besomuch, the binin tavayu. The Gemara says, vilchasi ni tavayu. Because the second Loshen we mentioned, the Maram says, Taisvus held, Vomir Lo is saying what Shmuel holds. And if we will say that Shmuel holds that that the Kalmit, that the law is not Megin, and the Kalmit Tato is straight, so it's not like the Maskonos HaGemore. So Mistavar is, the Gemore didn't know Pshat and Domer Law, but like the Maskonos, that is Pshat and Shmuel, that Kalmit Tato means together with the Kalmit Law, then it is straight. Inkev Tato, v'loi Inkev Ilo Mai, la'elga bikum shal moyach loy boi hochi, but the pshita di loy megin shu ovachosok. Here, by the moyach, the kalme loy zicha megin, it's a thicker membrane. So that's zicha, it will be megin. Here, we mentioned before, it's a translucent, thin, moist membrane. So that's the shayla is if that's strong enough to be megin. Behilchus and Megan, kida Rav Yosef. We didn't learn yet Rav Yosef. So Taisa says, Bachol duchte kaimalon keravina lekule. And in the Lechayr, the Pashtus says, Taisa understood, Ravina is the one that holds that Megan. So you need, in order to become treif, you need a nekev in both krumim. So Bachol duchte kaimalon keravina lekule, v'hitzach livsekan, Elo mishum de boi lesuyei de Rav Yosef. The Gemara wants to bring a memra of Rav Yosef. That's why the Gemara brought this in kid de Rav Yosef. But the Maise, with this memra of Rav Yosef, we're going to learn something else also. The Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Hayreya da avshe. You have a reya, a lung. Now you blow into the kone of the reya, and you hear a noise. You hear air coming out. You hear something. The shaila is, does it mean that both krumim were nikvu, so that means it's treif, or does it mean perhaps that the inner krum was nikiv, and the outer krum is gant? And we just said before, Behilchus says, so that the other krum is megin. So we don't know, it's too minute to see also if the outer krum, I hear air coming out, I hear a noise. But I don't know, does that mean that the both krumim are nikvu or only the inner krum is nikvu? So hai reye da afshe, yeva reye, you have a lung, you blow into the lung and you hear noises. If you know exactly where the noise is coming from. And I don't know, is the take punctured through and through or not. So on the place where you hear the noise coming from, you put either a feather, or you put some saliva, Oy gila, or you put some tevin, seems this is something light, and you blow into the reya. Imevats visvo, if you see, let's say by the roik, you'll see that it's starting to bubble. And it seems by the other things you see, it's starting to move around. Treifa. Viloi, but if not, it's not bubbling, so then ksheira. He says, you know exactly where the sound is coming from. You're unable to see if there is a nekev lamaila or not. So this is a knife and how to be mevara. You put roik or something else. The mokim where the sound is coming from, if there would be a nekev there, it would start bubbling, or the god for gila would move a little bit. And if you don't see this, it's a ray that is kosher. And if you do see it, so it's a riot strife. V'loyadinon heichi afshe. What if you don't know where the noise is coming from? You can't pinpoint where the noise is coming from. So this is not an oifen how to be mevara. I don't know where to put, I can't pinpoint where this noise is coming from. So the roik won't help. Is my skin on Masichlesa de Maya, surely. You take a keli, a gigis, a barrel of warm water, umesvinilo begabo. and you put the lung into this keli with warm water. Now, before he tells us what he does, what we do, he wants to tell us why we have to be makbid with warm water. Not hot and not cold. If you put it in hot water, so you will not find out the truth. Why? The kapsi. Hot water shrinks together. So it could very well be that there was a nekev in both krumim, a minute nekev, which is enough to be matred. You'll put it in hot water, so the hot water will make that the edges, there was a nekev b'chaye abeima, so it's straight. I'm trying to figure out now if I shechted the beima and I have this lung, when I blow into it, I hear a noise coming out. So I have to make a bedikah. So if I'm going to put it in hot water, could be this bedikah, I will not find out the truth. Because the hot water could bring together the edges of the nekev, will get shrunk together, and the water won't bubble. For the hot water will make that the top krum will seal off the air coming out, and so I'll be blowing, and nothing comes out, nothing is bubbling in the water, and I'll assure myself that this is because there's no nekev. There's no nekev in both krumim, and it's not true. Could be there was a nekev, but the hot water brought the ends of the nekev together. So you can't use hot water. Bekriri loy, you shouldn't take cold water either. Because loy, the mitarshi. So, lule divre rashi, I saw this in the Meiri, which I understand. Cold water stiffens. Now, this top krum, as we mentioned before, is a thin krum. Now, we're gonna see, he puts the lung in this gigas of water, and he starts blowing through the cup. Now, what is going to happen? So, if he put it into cold water, he can get also a wrong psak. Why? Because the cold water, like this, the krum is not stiff. So a filu air will come out from the bottom krum, but the top krum will not tear. It's flexible, and you won't see any air bubbling out because you have the top krum which is making. But if you're going to put it in cold water, so the thin krum that's on top stiffens, and the air that's coming through the bottom krum will make a tear in the top krum. It's a thin krum. Will make a tear in the top krum. And you'll say, oh, see, water is coming out. So see, there was a nekev in both krumim. But the truth of the matter is, there wasn't a nekev in both krumim. You made the nekev by blowing into the reye. And since the top krum is thin and stiff, it's not flexible, it's not pliable, so when the air will come out, the air can cause there should be a nekev in the top krum, and you'll think that it's treife, and really it's not treife. So therefore, don't do such a thing. You're only being matrif, a behemoth that's not treife. So the eitzah is, we have to have a true bedikah, which is telling us what really is. So therefore, with warm water, we could be mavara. If there's warm water, so the water will not affect, if there's a hole on top, will not affect the hole, will not bring the ends together. If there's no hole, so the warm water will not stiffen the top krum, so will not tear from the air coming out from the bottom naked. So that's why the first thing you have to do is to make sure you have warm water. It should not be chamimi, it should not be kiriri. Elo moisvinon bipshuri. You put the lung in a keli with warm water, v'nafchinelo, and we start, you blow into the lung. If you see bubbles coming out, so that means that there is a nekev in both krumim, is treife. But if he's blowing in, and you're looking at the water, and there are no bubbles coming out, so it's ksheire. Now, so then it could be, tatoi inkev, the bottom krum, there's a nekev. Eloi loyinkev, the top krum did not become a nekev, and Rav Yosef holds also, like the Vehilcha said, that the top krum is megev. So therefore, there are no bubbles coming out in the water, because the top krum is holding back the air from coming out. Behind the abshah, we heard a noise. He blew into the reya through the corner, we heard a noise. That's zikid the beini beinihu. This is the air that is between the two krumim. So I hear air coming out, that can make a noise. But lemaise, after this test, I have proof that lemaise it's not treife. Because Rav Yosef Paskins and Ravina Paskins, that the law is megev. And so I see from this test that the krumi law is still around. So memela, so b'chaye b'heime, there was no problem with the nekev of the krum tato. Let us see what Rashi says. The avshik shenoy p'chinoisa, when you blow into the reya, mashmas koil, you hear a noise. Ki'ilu ruach yaitse mimeno, ki'ilu that there's a ruach coming out of it. Hachi gasine, iyatine mehecha avshik, if you could pinpoint the area where the noise is coming from, so then you don't need this whole barrel full of water. You put over this area either a feather or gila kash, or you put roik. So if it bubbles, ahi roike machmas hanefiche v'yedui shiyesh sham nekev. Sharuach yaitzei misham, that the ruach is going out of this nekev, even though we don't see it, but a nekev passes b'mashu. So memele, but now we can see from the bubbling that is a nekev. Treifa mishum reyesh enikva. V'lo yadine mehecha avshe. But what is, you can't pinpoint where the noise is coming from. Pamim shen yochel la havchin lishmiyas ha'oizen mehechen kol zanishma. So I don't know exactly where to put the roik. Is meisinin mishich losa. Kunya balas, this is a gigis, a barrel. The maya pshuri of warm water, u meisvinen lekula reya lesaicha. You put the whole reya in this barrel. Shekol mokim sheyesh bo nekev, if there'll be a hole, yevatz v'su hamayim, so the water will start bubbling. If you put it in hot water, the kafson lo, so the hot water will bring together the ends of the nekev, akaponim of the outer nekev, v'hanekev nistam, so memele v'ein zu bedike yofen, so this is not a proper bedike, you're blowing and nothing is coming out, so you're under the impression there's no hole there, but that's not true. Could be there was a hole, but the heat contracted the sides of the hole that it became nistam. That's if you put it in hot water. If you put it in cold water, the matrishilo, makshin oisa ke'evin, it hardens the membrane like a stone, it gets very stiff. Vim ain't some emailer, so what's the problem? Vim ain't shom nekev bekrum ha'elyoin, if there's no nekev bekrum ha'elyoin, v'yesh nekev betachtein, and there is a whole betachtein, miskareya ha'elyoin, So the Elyon will tear. Machma shu kolosh, because it's weak. So here what Rashi says, I don't understand. And we mentioned when he said, the Gemara said, we said over the Miri. The Miri says, it's stiff, it's thin, it's weak. So the air coming out from the neck of the bottom kum will tear it. So Memela, you see that it's the bubbles are coming out. So you're under the impression that there was a nekev there, but it can very well be you made the nekev. Rashi says, I don't know what Rashi means. Umayim hakarim moischem oischok shem iskashim. That the cold water stretches it. This cold water can make it there. You're blowing into it, and then the cold water will make it there. That if you don't understand the Matthias had well, why it is that way. Makaponim, the Gemara says, if this cold, if you put it to cold water, it can tear. The top krum, the top membrane will tear, even though it wasn't torn before. Tato, now the Gemara said, so why is it that we hear a noise? So the Gemara says, no, the noise is because tato inke, really there was a nekev in the banim krum. Baruch yeitzim mibifnim derech hanekev. Vein yocha lotze schutz mibnei krum helyak. So therefore shemegim. So therefore it's not right. V'nichnes haruach lepein beis akrumim. So the air goes between the two membranes. L'fikach imashmas keil. That's the reason of the keil. But lemaise, it is not right. So that's the oifen how we make a bedikah. Zokte gemore weiter. Gufe. Oma rove. Rove said, Haireye de iglit kahini sumke. Areye, we had already this member before, that if you have areye that is red, like a red date, kshel. Fine. Va oma rove reye shehedimo miktsoso kshel. Now, if you have, you see that the reya was bruised, and a chelik of the reya is red, shedima miktsosa, sheira, kula treifa. If the whole thing is red, so then it's treifa. That's the memra of Rava. Oma le ravina le Rava, miktsosa my time. What is the reason that you hold that if only a chelik is red, you hold there's no problem? The hadra bori. So of course you hold this redness is only a temporary redness. Does not mean that the dam, there was dam that was nifrash from the reye and will eventually go out. It means it's only a temporary redness which will eventually, the dam that was nifrash will go back into its source. So there's no nekev there. My time, the hodra bori. That's why if miktsoso is edema miktsoso, it's good. So if that is the case, kulanami hodra bori. So if the whole thing is red, it's irrelevant how much is red. If I attribute the redness to a matzev, that the membranes got red, but it is a massive that the dam was not pirish. The dam, since the membranes are thin, so it got red, but eventually the dam will go back into the system. So you don't have to expect that a nekev will occur. So what is the difference between miktsosa and kula? Kula nami adrabol, milay sanya. So here the Gemara brings a raya to such a concept. You can have something that's bruised, but I can assume that the dam will go back into the system. Milei sanya. Vishar shkotzim uremosim, acheyetze mehem dam. Achoyvel. There are two types of shkotzim uremosim. There's shkotzim uremosim that have a very thin oil. So there, if you were chayvel them and the dam did not come out, so even though you see a redness on the skin, that does not mean that you were chayvel. Now it is red because of the chavole, but the dam is going to go back into the system. So memele, it's not called you were chayvel anything. If dam punctures the skin, then it goes out, then you were a chayvel. So we learned in Abaraisa, Vishar Shkotzim Ramosim, Ache Yetze Mehem Dam, you're only Chayiv al Tzchoyvel if it punctures the skin, and it goes out, then that's called a Chayvel. So we see Kozman, it doesn't puncture the skin, even though it reddened the skin, but the Dam eventually will go back into the system. So memele, so why, if you say that hedima miktsasa is kosher, and the reason that hedima miktsasa is kosher because it'll eventually go back other body, so it's irrelevant if it's miktsasa, if it's kula. Maybe you'll say we compare the membranes of the reye to Shmeine Shchotzim. Now Shmeine Shchotzim have a very thickish skin, and there, if the skin got red, so there I have to assume that the dam was nitlash already, and it will never go back. Disanya nitzra hadam, afal pi sheloyot, so yoso chayiv al tzchoyvel. So if you compare the membranes of the lung to the Shmeine Shchotzim, and therefore you say if it got red, it's going to remain red, and the dam was nifrash already, and eventually it's going to make a nekev, it's going to force itself out of these membranes. Yehochi afilu miktsas anami, afilu miktsas also should be treif. So how can you differentiate between miktsoso and kula? Ela loishla. So the Gemara says, you can't differentiate ake. There's no difference to miktsoso and kula. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, sheheidimo, okay, that's got very red. Miloisanya vishar shkotzim ramosim ktanim, kegoin tzvardiyim v'doyim alahem, she'oiron rach, that their skin is very soft, chutz mishmai neshrotzim she'oiron kosher, ein eichayev aleihem b'shabes mishum choyvul, that you're not chayev Shabbos al tzchoyvul ashe teitze mehem tipasta. You're only chayev al tzchoyvul if dam will go out of the oil, that means it punctures the skin and it goes out of the oil, then you are chayv al tzchoyvel. Va'af al pi shenitzrach hadam, even though, because of the chavole he made, the dam accumulated, v'hedim oira mibachutz, and you look at the skin from the outside, you see it got very reddish, ein zeh lekuso, it does not mean that there was a lakusin that this dam is going to eventually go out. The mitor she'oiran rach, since the oir is soft, humemayr lahadim, so it gets red quickly. So memele, here's also the same thing. If you will say that the reye is similar to shar shkotzim ramosim, so there's nothing to be spoiled from the redness. Why do you consider this a nekev? Maybe you'll say that the rei is similar to shmeine shrotzim. With there, if you have the accumulation of dam and the skin reddens, it's considered that the dam was nifrash already, and it's eventually going to puncture its way out of the body. Nitzra hadam. if the dam v'nesaf v'mokim echot, that the dam accumulated in one place, da'haynu he'edim ho'ir mi'bachutz, that the skin on the outside is reddish now, you see now it's red. Aval pi shalayotza, even though the dam did not go out, you just see that it's red underneath the skin. The kogelei hosom chabure, that's called a chabur, that's called chayvul. She'ene chayzeres, it will not go back, it was already nifrash from the blood system, and it will not go back, it's nifrash. The kivin shehedim ho'oyim biyadua. By Shmeinish Rotzim, if you see that the skin from the outside had reddened, biyodua shenikra ha'ir mibifnim, that there was already a krah, a tear mibifnim, v'soife linokiv, and eventually it's going to puncture the other skin also. The Lord says, so v'hochinami, over here, we have here, a dikrumim of a reya. And you're differentiating between if it's nisadim kuloi, nisadim miktsosai. So vachinami, so the Gemara is asking, you're not consistent. Lahai krum de reya, choshvis leika ergomo. If you hold it's an ergomo, safilum miktsosai should also be treif. V'hochi meforish osam, the bahanach dislo oir, havi chavole, that's called a chavole. If you see a redness in the oir, a bahanach de lasulo oir, lechshiva chavole, hachtschiras dam. Ach masnisa kamaisel yadana hechetanya, we said in Shashkot, the Moshim. So, but come on, the Gemara says you have to be consistent. So the Gemara says, Elo lo ishno. No, there's no difference between Miktsos and Kula. The Ben Kula u Ben Miktsos o Ksheiro. Kedom ale kamon, Adum o Ksheiro midarab nos. So the Gemara says later that, there was a Maisa by Rab Nosen, by Mila, that the child was very red. So, Rav Nosson said, the dam, as yet, did not settle in the goof, eventually will settle. So, Rashi compares this, so we see there could be dam, that at the present time, it's very red from the outside, but eventually it will settle in the system. So here also the same thing, Ben Kula, or Ben Miktsosa, Sheira, Kiliyoma, Lekamon, so Rashi learns, Lefiemis, that it's taka like, Lefiemis, it's like Shar Shrotzim, and one should not be spoiled from the redness that one sees now. Eventually, the dam will settle. Let us see Taisvis. Elo Loishna. There's no difference between Miktsosa and Kula. So Taisvis, Perish Rabbeinu Hananu, not like Rashi. Loishna utreifa. And fakert. You asked a good kasha, what's the difference? The kasha is a good kasha. The tells us there's no difference, and both are treifa. Ulepeirushoi, hoda oma lekamun, according to the Rabbeinu Hananu, Rashi brought a raya from this maisa of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, there was a maisa by children. Rav Nosson said they should not be mal a child that is very red because the dam did not settle in the system. But Al Kapon eventually is going to settle. So the Gemara is medame adume to Rav Nosson. Now here, the Rabbeinu Hananel says that, Rabbeinu Hananel says that it's straight. Rashi takabur araya from Rav Nosson. If I'm not mistaken, others want to differentiate here, it comes from a makeh, and there Rav Nosson means it was born like that, that the dam as yet did not settle. But Al Kaponim, Taisvis asks Akashe. So, what is the case of Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson says that if it's Adum, it's kosher, and here the Ben Hananu says, Ben Miktsosa Ben Kula is straight. So Taisvis says, Tzorich Loimer,
The case of Rav Nosson is Hainuk Shemislabenes Ayedei Nefiche. That means if you blow into the Reye, it seems then that it will become Mislaben, the dam will it seems with the blowing some of the dam will stop reddening the outside membrane. Then it's kosher, and here we're speaking about that it's not mislaben ayidei nefich. That's our gemara. Hey, mash mitoich hilchis treifis to Rabbeinu Gershin ubahag shel Rabbeinu Tam. Ubekundres perish loishna uksheiro kedelakamon. His Agamara says there's no difference between Nisadim Mitzosa, Nisadim Kula. So, the Ben Chananel learns in both Atreif. Now you have to assume that the dam was Nifrash and eventually make a Nekev, the way Rashi said. Bekundus Perish Loish Nakshirik in Lakamon, Vechain Posik Bahak, Rav Alfis, Vavin Yakev, Barab Ovin, Oyamoyrekein, also the same thing that it is kosher. Zot the Gemara weiter. Vamarove. Reya sheyovsho miktoso. A chelik of the reya got dried out. Treifo. So it's treif. Vikamo. How dry does it have to be that to consider it treif? Omar Rav Papai Mishmei de Rove Kidei Shetiporech Betzipoyim. That means if you'll touch it with your nail, it'll start crumbling. So if it is so dry that it will crumble to the touch, so that's like there's a nekiv already, it's al kaponim, so that's treif. So the Gemara says, if you give such a shear, so mistami you hold kiman kerab yosi ben amishulam. The sanya we learned in the baraisa by mumei b'chayr. So there's also if an eva was yovesh, it's a mum. The sanya ezehi yovesha. When is it called yovesh? That it's called a mum by a b'chayr. Sheim tinokev, so the Tanakhama says, if you'll make a hole, ve'eino moitzio tipas dam, and no blood will come out of it, so that means that's called yovesh, and that's a mumbaya b'cher, that's called, there's no lachluchis in the seiva. Rabbi Yosi ben Meshula Moima, you know when it's called Amum? Yivesha, Kedei Shetei Nifraches Betzipay. So we have, in Hilches Mumei Pchoir, we have a Machloikis Tanoim, the Psul of Yiveshes, which is Amum. The Tanakhama says, you don't need a She Yiveshes of Nifrach Betzipay. Afilu a Yiveshes of Tinoke Veine Metzia Tipes Dam is also Yiveshes. Now, and Rabbi Yosi ben Amshum says, no, you need a greater sheyaveshes. So the Gemara asked, so you, Rav Papa, means you're not paskining like the Chachamim, you're paskining like Rabbi Yosi ben Amshulim. So the Gemara answers as follows. Afilu teima Rabbona. I could also hold like the Rabbona. In Baya B'choyer, it's called Amum. If there's no lachluchis in the haver, and you puncture it, no dam comes out, that's called amum. Gabi oizim b'chayr, dekosholit beizike. That means, let's say you have an oizim b'chayr, and the oizim dried up to the point that if you make a hole in it, no blood will come out. So you have to realize, since this oizim is exposed, the kosholit veizike, that it's exposed to the air, loy hadrabori, so it is not capable of healing, since it is exposed to the air. So if it has this dag of yevashis, you have to know it's going to get worse and it'll never heal. Avol reyeh. The loika sholit be'avir. the reya, we're talking about a reya, so it's inside the behemoth. It is not exposed to the air. So if the whole yevashis is that tinokev v'loyotze mimeno tipas dam, that does not necessarily mean that's going to remain like that. It could rejuvenate, it could heal. So memeles olagabi tarfis, the only way I will say that it's treif is dafke if it's such a yevashus that it crumbles to the touch. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi. Eizehi yevesho legabe mumi pchirkoi. Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam oima va'af al pi she'en maitzi yadam ein zu yevesho. It's not called yevesho. Ad she'ti yavesh kol kach she'tei nifreches b'tzipoyren. So the Gemara says, here it means you hold like a Yosef or a Meshulam. So the Gemara says, no, over there, I can hold like the Chachomet. And Ruach va'avir mavish u'mekalkules ha'maket, that was exposed to the air, so things will become worse. It will not heal by itself. Hoche galsinen, hoche, kivin deloy sholit bo'avirom. Since the Avir is not Shailut, we have the Reye is inside the Gufa Daheme. So Memela Hadrabori, it can't get healed again. So Memela is, so it's not Treif. Unless it's Nisparich Petzipayet. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar of it. Hai reye, de kaime, gildi. That we have, gildi is like crusts, or scabs. Hai reye, de kaime, gildi. Or uchmi, or yes, there's black spots on it. Or chazusa, but there's different maris on the reye. So that means even though it looks modne, but these inyonim do not show that the beim is treif. Let's see what Rashi says. Gildi, klipais, krushtes belaz, like crusts or scabs, kein makas malach. Uchmi, taish belaz, shchayres, you have black spots on the reye. Or chazusa, gabonim, dafka hanach gabonim dle nitrefu bohu, kainadume yeroike, vahanach dle kamon balochis gdoilis. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Perish bekundris teish, she yeish bo marois schreires. But it has black spots. Afal pikein, it is kosher. Vahodom rinem besomoch kidiyusa treife. The Gemara will say later, if it's black like ink, it's treif. So what do you do here? It says it's good. And there it says it's treif. Yesh leforish. That means, al kaponim, these are simonim of talfis, that's if roiv of the reye is black, or has black spots, so then, that's a simon that it's treif. But if it only has a few spots, it's only a miut of the reye, it's kosher. Umaise bolif neirabeinotam, and there was a maise that bolif neiratam, umachshir, and he was machshir. Like Rashi old shlei hoise ruba shchoire. Avo teimo, the kivin de oma le kamon, the treife mishum de shocher odem hu elo shaloka. It seems the Gemara seems to be saying, perhaps we'll get clear there when we come there, but the shachas, really it was red, and then there was a lekusa, a machle, and that brought about that it became shocher. So the shocher is a simin of a lekusa, of a machle. So if that's the case, im kei mali rube, mali miktsosa, kiven da yedei lekusei, that means if the Gemara says the reason of the shachas is because of a lekusa, so Mamela, this chilik that Isis had made before should not, is not true, because the tafas of the Yusa is because of a lakusa. Venira lefore, so therefore Taisvis is chilik and Rashi, the uchme the hochi ki kuchle. That means that what Aga Morris says, we heard over here, uchmi does not mean black, it means perhaps a dark blue. And that is kosher. This is what it says in Alochis Doilis. And perhaps we can learn one shtikul Gemara further. The Gemara says as follows. Omar, Ameima, Mishmei, Derove, Ein makifin bebui. Now, a bui is a blister. We have a blister on the reye. Now, ein makifin bebui. So let us see what the shail is over here. Bua, we have a blister. Shenikva bereye. We see that this blister has a neck, it was punctured. Now, the shail is, when did this occur? Did this occur Bechaye Abahime, so then it's straight. If it occurred afterwards, then it's kosher. So now, we'll soon see what the Gemara wanted to, how the Gemara wanted a kasha, and the Gemara says you can't kasha. Ein makifin bebui. Sifrash is like, bua shenikva bereye. Heiche deloy memash misha yoda de tapra. That means if the yad of the tabach is memashmish over these buits, so then this mishmish can zicha bring a neck, and then I don't even have a suffix. I'm toile that if you see a neck, you're toile that zicha the tabach made the neck, but it happened after the shchita, and I may have nothing more to worry about. But this isn't a place where the tabach is not memashmish. The lekelim itlaye betabach. Fine. So I have here a nekev in a bue, and I don't know when this occurred. Vein you doing koidim shchitim la'ach shchitim. So ein mevi'in bu'ach heres. So let's take another lung, or this lung that has another blister on it. La'haki v'lekarev etzlo. I'll bring it close together to this blister. U'lenaykvo, and I'll make a hole in it. V'lirek. If they look the same, the second neke was zichah made after it was geshachted. Now I'll compare the maris of these two nekovim. Imar hanekovim shovim. So then I see. So now I know what a neke in a buit that was made after the shchita looks like. So if this nekev looks the same, I'll assume that it's kosher. So that was the memre of Rove Ein Makif in Bebui. Now let us just finish the Rashi. L'karev etzlo l'noikvo. I don't say that I will bring together another bui. The lira is in Maran the Kavim Shav. Can bring the Kavim Bepir. Can Makif in Bereye. The Hani Mili Reye. Stamazoi did. I think it's talking about Maris over there. Avol Kimen. Shenasis Babue. If we're speaking about a blister in Maran Nikebo. You can't judge from the Maris. Shaosoi Lishtanais Kosho. In Abue, the Maris changes. Now what it looks like the second buah, which happened the second nekev that happened after the shechita is no guy. It was like this when the nekev occurred. Loshin makifin mekarvin zu lezu kamoi ein makifin shtei chobyes the meseches.